USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Thousands descended on Washington, D.C. Saturday to march in support of President Donald Trump and express their belief that the 2020 presidential election was rigged against him. This protester told News Nation that he didn't trust state elections officials who have said there was no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
And the reason why I don't trust it is simple. You need a license to drive a car, go fishing, hunting, everything. Marriage license. Why can't we have voter ID? I think if Donald Trump said he trusts the election, he would just be conceding, and he's not about that.
Fewer Americans are expected to travel for Thanksgiving this year due to a rise in coronavirus cases. AAA says they expect at least 10% fewer people to travel for the holiday, breaking an 11-year streak of increased travel for Thanksgiving. Air travel is expected to be reduced by half, but car travel should still be popular. The Auto Club says it's expecting fewer drivers, but thinks about 48 million Americans will still hit the road for Turkey Day. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
One meal delivery app is taking itself public. Kenneth Burns has the details from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Delivery company DoorDash is planning to sell its stock to the public. The San Francisco-based company filed papers signaling its intent for an initial public offering Friday. The company is capitalizing on the growing trend of consumers embracing app-based deliveries as much of the world stays home during the pandemic. Last year, DoorDash generated $885 million in revenue. During the first 9 months of this year, revenue more than doubled that number. It was already growing before the pandemic, but the company has lost money each year since its founding. They've warned potential investors the losses could continue as they anticipate increasing expenses.
SpaceX will try again Sunday to launch its second manned spaceflight. High winds and bad weather led to Mission Control scrapping Saturday's scheduled launch, citing difficulties in landing and recovering the rocket's booster. The next window for launch will be Sunday evening around 7:30 p.m. Eastern. The flight will take three astronauts to the International Space Station. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
There's renewed signs that shoppers are beginning to load up their pantries as cases of COVID-19 continue to soar. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Consumers are beginning to stockpile their provisions amid fears of another shutdown. I spoke to industry expert Colin Stewart of the national sales and marketing agency Acosta, who tells us the grocery supply chain is better equipped now if there is another shutdown.
The biggest challenge with the supply chain is the fluctuations that are happening. The supply chain in this industry was really built to be more of a just-in-time type of a supply chain, and when we have these big spikes in demand. Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest challenges, is just suppliers have a hard time reacting quickly to some of the big fluctuations that we're seeing.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
In action Saturday on the college gridiron, there was no Clemson hangover for number 2 Notre Dame. They took care of Boston College 45-31. Number 10 Indiana shut out Michigan State 24-0. Number 16 Marshall topped Middle Tennessee State 42-14. Number 9 Miami scraped by Virginia Tech 25-24. Number 11 Oregon ran away from Washington State 43-29. Number 6 Florida beat down Arkansas 63-35. Tulsa scored 14 points in the fourth quarter to upset number 19 SMU 28-24. Number 20 USC escaped Arizona with a 34-30 win. And number 25 Louisiana beat South Alabama 38-10. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.